Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're going to talk about and get right into some of the grades that are reportedly out regarding sex trafficking, grades for states that are weak in this area. And much of the attention of sex trafficking and human trafficking has been really shed abroad to other countries, Cambodia, you know, different places in Europe and around the world. But many are not even aware that so much sex trafficking is happening right here in the United States. And so we want to be able to share this report from CBN as they talk to us about these grades and what's unfolding in this area in the United States. Watch this.
When it comes to the fight against trafficking, the battle is being fought largely in the states. That's why Shared Hope International, an anti-trafficking nonprofit based in Washington, D.C., issues a report card for the states each year. And joining us now to take a look at this year's high and low performers is Samantha Vardaman, Senior Director at Shared Hope. Samantha, this year Louisiana got the highest grade, an A+. What are they doing right?
Well, Louisiana has taken a very targeted look at the laws that address specifically this crime that we're talking about, child sex trafficking. And because it's a unique crime that hits on various parts of the law, each state needs to look at their entire code of laws to identify all of those weak spots and shore them up with updated and improved laws. And Louisiana's done that.
Now, several states, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Delaware, raised their grades significantly. How were they able to do that?
Similarly, they took a comprehensive approach, and they had leadership within the higher levels of law enforcement and government, and they were able to really form a group around them to identify the entire range of laws that needed to be addressed. And they introduced comprehensive bills.
You know, Samantha, this seems like a no-brainer. I mean, who is for trafficking, right? So is it hard to build consensus around these laws?
It's not difficult to build the consensus around the laws in the theory. The problems that we run into are, frankly, the more pragmatic issues of resources, fiscal impact, prison population issues, sort of the collateral effects of making this crime more serious. But everybody agrees that child sex trafficking is an issue that that is tragic and a threat to our states.
Now, of course, there are four states with failing scores: California, Maine, Michigan, and South Dakota. What is your concern with those states?
Well, our concern is that if a state is not shoring up its state laws to be at the level of the other states and at the level of the federal laws, they are going to attract traffickers. They are going to attract the crime because the risk is low. I should say that Michigan, since the closing date of our research, has passed a large bill, I believe 22 provisions, and we should expect to see that state raise its grade for next year's report card. Also, states like South Dakota, which tend to have a smaller population and perhaps less crime, are able to rely more heavily on their federal counterparts. So the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Dakota has really taken the bulk of the child sex trafficking cases to prosecution there.
Samantha, you've been grading the states for 4 years now. Is it making a difference? Are you seeing the states with the high grades actually effectively fight trafficking in their states?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't had the capacity yet to evaluate implementation in every state. But certainly, many of the states where we have seen good enforcement, aggressive enforcement, are states that have good laws. In the 4 years since we've started this, the first year there were 26 states with a grade of F. This year there were just four. And just having those laws available to law enforcement, to prosecutors, and to victim advocates, because many of the laws we speak of are not criminal laws, they're civil laws. And they enable the victims, the survivors of these crimes, to pursue justice against the perpetrators through the civil process.
All right. Well, great update. Samantha Vardaman with Shared Hope, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That was Samantha with Shared Hope International. We want to encourage you to visit Shared Hope International. We'll make sure that their website is related to this segment. You want to make sure that you're being informed. I love some of the three main things that's a part of this organization. The first thing is they want to do is help to prevent all human trafficking and sex trafficking of children and women. They have a vision to restore those that have been set free from this, horrible thing that's been happening to them. And they also want not just to stop there, but they want to bring justice. And one of the ways that they're doing that is by, giving these grades to states as they evaluate the laws that are on the books to bring penalty and judgment to those who are literally selling and buying women and children. I mean, you're looking at a horrible situation in our country where we can allow that to happen without, no one's paying attention to it. Yeah. The consensus needs to be a whole lot larger. And since we have a representative government, that means your voice can be heard when you contact your local congressman, your local congresswoman, state senator, and begin to tell them, listen, we want laws on the books. We want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to protect innocent children. And we also want to do all that we can to help, bring awareness so that we can prevent these tragedies from happening.
And that's one of the things that I think is just is such a boom of light. I think about Exodus Cry and I think about Operation Underground Railroad. It's like these are the type of organizations that are actually making an impact. And you think about how much more of an awareness there is that sex trafficking is being known. It's just like, hey, this is a problem. And there are people that are actually responding to it. And it's just, it's beautiful to see that there it is being acknowledged and people are responding to it.
Yeah, Exodus Cry does phenomenal work in terms of what I'm aware of in terms of their documentary films. And they do a great job in educating us to the plight of these women and children all over the world. And unless these guys are prosecuted and dealt with, this is going to continue to expand. What they have found is that these drug dealers are living a life of selling drugs because they sell the drug once and it's over. But they're finding it more profitable to sell a human being over and over again. It's an evil that must be stopped. We can pray and we can put our hands and our efforts and our feet to actually be, employed in action to bring justice. We can do this together. Let's help rescue as many children and women as possible and bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ so that they can be restored, healed, and used in the kingdom of God. This is our goal. Amen. Will you join us?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.